HarperCollins and Harper Audio present Profiles in Corruption, Abuse of Power by America's Progressive Elite, by Peter Schweitzer, performed by Charles Constant. 1. The Crannied Wall. It is often the small acts of corruption that herald the giant ones to follow. Taken on their own, Bill and Hillary Clinton's little corruptions while he was Arkansas Attorney General and Governor might have seemed like no big deal. Hillary got favorable treatment from commodity traders, and she made almost $100,000 trading cattle futures. Leveraged power also got them cut in on a little real estate deal called Whitewater. Yet now we can see how these small liberties fit a pattern of using public power for personal gain, the scope of which has been limited only by the size of the public office they held. By the time they achieved national power in Washington, the size and scope of their corruptions began to snowball. In the waning days of his White House tenure, Bill Clinton infamously pardoned billionaire fugitive Mark Rich, who had donated to his campaign. As Hillary Clinton joined the U.S. Senate and then served as Secretary of State in the Obama administration, they cranked up the pay-to-play operation known as the Clinton Foundation. For those who still doubt the corrupt nature of the Clinton Foundation, they should examine the internal review done of the foundation at the request of Chelsea Clinton by the law firm Simpson Thacher, publicly available courtesy of the leaked emails of Clinton campaign chairman John Podesta. The review discovered that high-dollar donors to the foundation may have an expectation of quid pro quo benefits in return for gifts, and that the charity ignored conflict of interest guidelines. There is also the stunning change in the fortunes of the Clinton Foundation following her loss in the 2016 election, while the Clintons now had more time than ever to raise money from